Hey guys, Patrick Riddle here, and today I have one of my students on the line, Justin Wilmot. He's down in the Florida market. Justin, thanks for hopping on the line with me.
No problem.
Well, great. Well, and Justin's on the line today because he has been able to go out, and within weeks, he's lined up a private investor that's put up $1 million for him at his disposal for his real estate deals. So, yeah, that's right. And before we get into all that, Justin, can you start off and just tell us a little bit about how you got interested in real estate in the first place?
Right on, no problem. Well, I got interested in my first job was actually detailing cars, and started wondering what everybody did to have all these nice cars, and found out the answer was real estate, and I said I want to be that guy.
Right on. Well, and what was okay? So you hear real estate's lucrative. What's your next step?
Next step was I went out and got a couple books. That book's a million, and just started researching as much as I could, and just really started going out. I got some other just ideas and started speaking to people and asking what they were doing. And my father was involved in some real estate deals and started asking him some questions and decided to get into it for myself and just go out there and start making some offers.
Well, awesome. Well, and right whenever we first started talking, I remember we exchanged a few emails back and forth. And can you just share with everybody just a few of the struggles that you were having, you know, kind of once you got out there and started making offers?
Yeah. Once I got out there and started making offers, I just didn't I was getting beat out by everybody that was able to make cash offers. And I had tried going using hard money and going that route. I think the banks and REOs and foreclosures, nobody was really too interested in that. So I was getting beat out by cash buyers. So I was just kind of trying to wonder what the heck was so – I heard it was, you know, not a big deal, but once you get – you don't have the cash. They just don't really – kind of glance right over your offer, you know?
Well, exactly. And I remember one time you brought up a hard money lender, a company, I guess it was, that was charging, I think it was 18% and 8 points.
Yes, 8 points and 18%.
and plus, didn't you have to have 6 months of payments in the bank? And
Yes. So, which made purchasing the property practically stealing the property, which is the goal, but not that much.
they were attempting to make it real hard on you. But you hit on a key point a moment ago. You just mentioned that you were getting beat out by a lot of the investors in your market that had access to cash, that were able to go out and make those cash offers.
Absolutely.
And so then you figured, okay, there's got to be another way. There has to be a solution to this. And then is that when private money, the bell kind of went off in your head as to that being the best route to go about it?
Exactly. I started hearing about private money, and then I just started going online, and then ran across you, I believe one of your videos, and just shot you an email, and you emailed me back like right away, and I was impressed. I've been all over the internet, never had anybody give you a personal contact like that, so decided to do something with you guys.
Well, and since joining the program, you've gone out there and you've made some things happen. You know, tell me about, I mean, how does it feel now that you're able to confidently, you've pulled in a private investor that's given you access to $1 million? You know, how does that change things for you?
I can go out there much more confidently. That's for sure. I make a lot, we can make much better deals. You know, I feel like you can just pretty much, you got to do what you got to do, and I feel like much more confident, you know. So, it made a big difference. It made a big difference. And $1 million is not a little chunk of change. It's a hefty amount. So,
It is, and it is. And would you say a lot of times I hear from people that have heard about private money and they say, well, it's really just too hard. You know, probably not something that I can do. What would you say to them?
It wasn't hard at all. The hardest thing was just actually approaching the people, getting the courage to actually talk to them and present your business model to them. You know, you got to get over the fear of being shot down and just do it and be surprised. And that's what I was, that's for sure. I definitely, you know, the fellow that that I have this partnership with, you know, I just knew he was well off, and I said, let me give it a shot, and I ran it by him, and I was pretty surprised with the results, that's for sure. So, especially when he told me how, much we had available.
Oh, that's outstanding. And one thing you said earlier, you know, just getting the courage to ask was probably, or to go out there and seek private money was probably the hardest part. You know, I guess being a part of the program and knowing, I guess, the techniques and strategies that I've used, do you think that helped you a good bit to just kind of fast-track your success?
110%. I wouldn't have, you know, dealing with you and speaking with you, and that gave me the confidence to put a business model that I can trust, you know, to actually present to somebody. I just don't want to go out, you know, and just be like, hey, you got money for this? You know, gave me a professional way to do it and tell me exactly how to do it and what to say, and it worked, plain and simple. It really did just work, so pretty happy.
Well, and another thing that just popped in my head, a lot of times I get emails from people and questions that just say, you know, talk to a couple people, and it seems like everyone's just clenching onto their funds and is, you know, is scared and not looking to lend. You know, I guess that hasn't so much been the case with you, or what would you say to those people?
I would just say it seems to me that could possibly be an excuse to, that's something that I would say if somebody asked me that question and I wasn't actually out there presenting the business model and asking. If you're out there really asking, you might find that that's not the case. You know, when I was out there asking people, they either tell you they're interested or not, but they definitely weren't telling me they were holding on to their money. Some people might have been a little nervous of the market, and that's when I felt like it was just my chance to educate them on the opportunities that were available.
Well, and that's a key point there, educate them on the opportunities, because I think, you know, if you go out and start spreading the word about an investment, you know, of course some people's first reaction is going to be like, oh no, I'm scared, I'm going to hold on to my money. But then you take the next step to educate them. And once they understand, then of course, I mean, I guess like you found, there's people that are ready, willing, and able to lend on good deals.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, and then there's also the, you know, sure Patrick, sure Justin, you know, you can do it, you've been able to, but I can't. You know, I don't have the network, I don't have the abilities. You know, what would you say to that?
I'm just a young surfer, and you know, nothing special over here. You know, I'm just extremely dedicated, and you know, I definitely wanted to do change my lifestyle to acquire what I want to acquire and do what I want to do. And, you know, once I found out the steps to do that, you just have to make that happen. You just can't make excuses. So once you just go out there, I think you've said this before, maybe one of your videos, but, you know, you have to do things that are uncomfortable until they are comfortable. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
As soon as you get that uncomfortable feeling, you know you're learning something new, which typically, when you're learning something new, you're headed towards your goals, towards making things happen.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. And thank you so much. We'll wrap it up here, and just one last question. I know you're busy. To the person that's listening to this right now, and is saying to themselves, you know what, you know, it all sounds great. You know, this person is on the fence, and they're not sure if they should invest in a system that will teach them the ins and outs of getting private money. You know, what do you say to the person that's on the fence thinking, well, you know, maybe I'll either just go the trial and error route, you know, learn on my own, or should I invest in a system that works?
Well, they'd be going about the hard way if they tried doing it on their own, and that's for sure. There's nothing like having somebody on the behind you to tell you exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it. That's just, you know, that gives you the confidence. And if you feel like confidence is what you're lacking into or knowledge, it doesn't make any sense to try to go about it on your own or just reading a book, because there's nothing like having people really tell you exactly what needs to be done and how to do it. You know, it definitely worked for me. And like I said, just a surfer from Florida.
Well, this is Justin. Thank you so much for being on the call and just sharing a little bit about your story. You know, you're the million-dollar man in Florida who, in just a few short weeks, you've been able to go out there by taking some simple action steps and get some private money lined up so that you have the confidence and you have the ability to go out and make some things happen in real estate. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.